You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fiery Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com. Now, without further ado, here's your host, Sheriff!
That's me, what's up? I told you, Sheriff says what's up. So, what the fuck? Okay, so, I remember I was like sitting on a bridge behind Burger King in Louisiana. No, I'm not gonna say it. Like, and you know, fucking Rosenstein. Fucking faggot. What a piece of shit. Oh man. And like, speaking of pieces of shit, like, I love this kid's work. But fuck, I can't go live with this shit. Restoring my rights. That's a story for you. And an even better story. Cowboys are fairies. Well, like I said, we're just jumping right into this drama. And we're gonna go backwards on this list. Cowboys are fairies. Fuck you, Robert. The only thing I like about Robert is that he was really into military weaponry. Like, to the point that it would drive me fucking nuts. I mean, I come home from a long fucking day of whatever going on, right? And here my step dick is, right? Well, this step dick is watching fucking History Channel. All day long. Yeah, you get it? You know what I'm saying? Okay, you guys know that type. Yeah, well, this dick is all about it. So, I mean, here I am brainwashed in military weaponry and gunny, right? And so, like, and Clint Eastwood. And the Duke. So, I've got all this going on, right? But then I find out, like, I'm, like, more like Cisco Kid or something. I don't know, dude.
You win!
I do? I won! I fucking won! Yeah! I won! I fucking won, that's right. So, like, let's talk about whenever I restore my rights. Oh, my God. No, wait, we gotta finish Cowboys or Fairies.
That's it, man! You win!
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. I'm fucking sheriff right now. I can't believe this shit. I'm sorry. It still hasn't kicked in. You know what I'm saying?
That's it, man. You win. You win.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Las Vegas. Man, I fucking wish I could hug and kiss each and every one of you, man. And like,
that's
what?
It, man. You win.
And thank you. But like, what's up? It's like, hey man, I'm trying to talk.
You won.
Nigga, what? Okay. What's up with
Bob?
Nigga? What's
you won.
I knew that was gonna happen, so okay. Any more? Okay,
you
so
won.
Damn it. Okay. Man.
You won.
See I man. Okay. So what I'm okay. Okay, okay, I'm done. Like, okay, I'm done. Cowboys are fairies, I'm done.
You won!
Yahoo! Yeah!
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 You won!
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? I'm clapping for myself.
That's it, nigga, you win!
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Apparently, I have to remind myself. Thank you. Cowboys are fucking fairies, man. And what I mean by that, it's like a motherfucker that has broke back mountain, like Robert and Wade. Bleah! But you still fucking my mom? Like, gross, dude. I mean, that's y'all's business, right? Y'all want to go and do this fuckboy shit, that's y'all's business. But because cowboys are fairies. Y'all want to go fuck each other, but y'all, okay. Okay, moving on. Cowboys are fairies, though. I'm sitting there, and my mom is saying something like, it's something along the lines of post-hypnotic suggestion, like I should be a cowboy, like I'm not already a cowboy and I didn't grow up on a farm doing cowboy shit, building a fucking barn shit. You know what I'm saying? You know? Y'all niggas know. Y'all niggas from Houston know. Y'all know what the fuck we was doing. You know what I'm saying? You know? We all go home to our fucking family shit and we's doing shit on a farm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, people who are cowboys question, you know, questionably, like, okay, you give a nigga a rope, you think he a cowboy. And I'm gonna double down on that. And you give a nigga, I'm sorry, you give a Hispanic a pair of boots, and next thing you know, the motherfucker is decked out like Rhinestone Cowboy. And you're like, no, bro, no. Go back to the drawing board, Holmes. No. You're fucking Rhinestone Cowboying it right now? Really? In rattlesnake boots? Like, what the... Really? This nigga is turned up to a 29 right now. Like, 10 is the maximum decibel, right? This motherfucker has fucking hacked his shit, right? This motherfucker is, like, because they're smart. They're smarter than us, dog. I'm telling you straight up. As far as, like, how to jimmy rig something, these motherfuckers will fucking nigga rig it up, nigga. These motherfuckers will do it right. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, because they don't give up. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, they, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's, okay, I'm going to tell you, like, my friend Cisco told me like this, okay? 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 This nigga tells me, hey, Holmes, you know why it's called, like, no. We was just chilling, right? And I was like, man, I wonder why it's called, it was totally thrown at this dude, right? This was, like, this is how sharp this nigga is. I love this nigga for this. He's like, man, Cisco, wherever you at, man, dude, I love you, dog, man. I miss the fuck out of you, dude. But that's besides the point. But he goes, you know, we just chilling there. I was like, man, I wonder why fucking Corona Extra be called Corona Extra and shit, you know? And, like, you know, like, I'm from the gutter, bro. That's like, from Houston, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the ghetto, bro. I'm from that strip, dog. Like, Scarsdale and Beamer, that's the gutter right there. If you didn't know, I live, like, one house away from the gutter, nigga. Like, I know, okay? So, like, I'm like, why do they call this shit Corona Extra and shit, you know? Like, totally white boy style, right? Like, asking a dumb question, right? And he's all like, this nigga Romeo. Like, okay, this nigga's like real life Romeo. Cisco is like straight up, like, rose in his mouth. Dog, like, fucking, like, this motherfucker is, he's not like pull your chick Romeo, you know what I'm saying? But he's got like that romantic, like, not machismo, you know what I'm saying? It's something different, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's Cisco though, you know what I'm saying? That's something different, dog. Okay, so like Cisco is something different, dog. You know what I'm saying? So like, he goes, I said, why is called Corona Extra? He goes, man, that's because, like, we just put, like, us Spanish dog, we put like just that little extra shit, you know what I'm saying? But this nigga has turned his shit up to 29, right? And he is rhinestone cowboying this shit. Rhine fucking stone cowboying this shit. Like, I have to tell you all that for you to get what in the fuck point I'm trying to make with cowboys or fairies, dog. For real. You need to understand, cowboys or fairies. If they're gonna sit there and say, like they think they a cowboy, you know what I'm saying? That's a fucking fairy, dog. Like, they might as well put on a Jason Aldean hat and strut themselves around on tour in the rodeo, dog. Rodeo, right? Rodeo. Nah, nigga. In California, it's rodeo. Like, I don't give a fuck what you call it, nigga. I ain't fucking ask you, nigga. Fuck you and all that shit. I got my riders restored, nigga. But I tell my mom, she's like post-hypnotic suggesting me, like, you know, I should be a cowboy. Like, I'm not a cowboy. I'm like, Mom, cowboys are fairies, Mom. My friend is sitting right next to me, or across from me. Like, I think he's right next to me. And, like, he's I think he's, like, eating cereal at my house, right? And this motherfucker just spits and this cereal, it was just nuts. It was Mom, cowboys are fairies, Mom. Cowboys are fairies, Mom. So just like, so restoring my rights, I go to the courthouse. Like, I get okay. It costs a bit, so I get Ashley to pay. She won't fucking let me have a job. I'm fucking like babysitting all the time now, right? I'm the babysitter. So I'm raising my kids, doing the babysitter dad thing, you know? And, you know, she's treating me fairly. And by fairly, I mean, she's actually giving me dignity to restore my name. But to her, it's just money. She, like, later threw this in my face. Like, I asked for this shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know? Like, if you gonna get married to a nigga, you gonna be with him for 4 years, like y'all married and shit. You know, if you gonna strap yourself in like that, for like 4 years at least, so now, like, 2 years is common law, nigga. It may not be honor, like, for, like, benefits, but nigga, y'all's married in common law, right? Y'all don't have to get married. It doesn't have to be signed. Y'all are married in common law. It's been that long. Y'all ain't cheating on each other, dog. Y'all living together. That's common law, dude. You feel me? So, like, let's get to the point here. Because I got to cover, like, all this stuff that I done talked about, right? So, we're, like, a couple songs in now. Like, where are we at, man? I don't even know. Why am I wasting time with this shit? Point being, man, we got plenty of time. What the fuck I'm worried about, nigga? Restoring my rights, nigga. That shit was ridiculous. Ashley pays for the shit. Throws it in my face, like, way at a way later date. Like, I had forgot she was even the one that paid for it. I was just, like, I'm thinking my lucky stars is even happening. Like, oh my god, you know? Thank you, you know? Restoring my rights. Like, I get to own a weapon again. And, like, she, like, later on, like, put a fucking, what is it, Miranda rights? I can't own a weapon, like, for, like, however long. I mean, I can now, you know? But, like, you know, she put protective order on me. Like, all this dumb shit. Like, for no reason. Like, acts like I would just fucking kill her and shit. I don't understand you. Like, you see, that's where I say, like, these motherfuckers don't understand I will kill them. Because it's, you know what I'm saying? It's not that, like, you're, like, sitting here, like, I'm just gonna, like, just snap and kill you, right? But, like, I'm trying to get along with you, right? Like, I'm trying to do things the easy way for you, right? But you want to do things the hard way. I laid it all on the line. I let it all be known. Worth getting around. It's a sheriff's movement. It ain't so hush-hush no more, okay? So yeah, I restore my rights, dog. Well, we're in court and she sees that I have a baby, this judge here, and she's real nice. And she is just so proud of me, you know? But there's just nothing she can do to get that fully off my record, you know? Like, geez, wow. Wow. I did all the right things. Still doesn't matter. Still doesn't matter. Like, how fucked off is that? And like, what, now you can't get through Secret Service because of it to do your, like, do your job, like, because of it? How fucked off, like, what the fuck? Like, do they think I'm violent? I don't get it, dude. Like, do they want me to snap? I don't get it, dude. It's so archaic. The whole fucking system is so archaic. Fucking courts, the way, like, everything. Everything is so archaic. Why is it not all digital? Why the fuck do I have to fucking explain myself to somebody? This is ridiculous. This is bullshit. A fucking ticket? Shit like that? It costs so much? This is all bullshit. It goes strikes against my record, against my driving record. All this shit? What the fuck? What kind of fucking grade school bullshit is this? There's my report card and shit? I gotta go to a fucking place, get a fucking ID? I don't get it, bruh. I don't get it. Like, I gotta have a fucking chip? Get this shit out my fucking shoulder, man. Francis, fuck you, man. Fuck MHU. It's fucking bullshit. You think I'm fucking stupid? You think I don't understand? You think I don't know it won't dissolve in your skin? Man, if you had a fucking thing on your neck or something, or your shoulder, and the meaty part of your fucking top of your shoulder that's been there for like a while, you remember that shit? Somebody probably injected you with a fucking chip. Fuck this shit, man. So yeah, I restored my rights. I can't go live with this shit. I cannot go live with this shit. Korv.com. I cannot go live with this shit. Now it's just news. It's just all my news. At ACAP News. I started a news website, you guys. ACAP News. If I haven't said this, or you're just born yesterday, or you're just now getting here for the first time, or you just didn't get to listen to the last podcast, I think it was. I started my own website, ACAP News, dog. ACAPNE. WS.com. ACAP News. You know, but like, I can't, like, the social network fucking shit that sound like this nigga developer, like, and I don't mean black, he's fucking from Turkey. Turkey is like banned for, like, either Turkey banned PayPal or PayPal banned Turkey. But either way, this nigga developer, like, he's so talented, he's so great. But he won't finish his fucking shit. I'm so tired of it. I can't go live with this shit. You're not doing what I say. These are the things. I told you. These are the things I need to go live. You're not giving me what I need. I can't go live with this shit. I cannot go live with this shit. With your shit in the condition it's in right now, I can't go live with this shit. Can't go live with this shit. So fuck you, Rosenstein. For real, man. You fucking little needle-nosed dick. Fucking little dick prick. Fucking gopher. Fucking mole. Fucking rat. You're not even a rat. You're just that fucking gopher. Sheriff. He's changed his name. Sheriff. Like, fuck you, buddy. You are such a fucking law... fucking serving, justice serving, impeding son of a bitch. Go to fucking Gabo. Man, I'm not sorry about saying that shit. But you're fucking little, you know, you look like Dopey, dog. From the fucking, the little dwarves, you're Dopey, dude. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, walk the fucking plank, you fuck. Get the fuck out of here, you fuck. Think I give a fuck. Go on. Take your ass on. Fuck out of here. You think I'm fucking done with your fucking, like, busting your ass? No. Fucking spank your ass. Take my belt off that I don't fucking wear and fucking spank you. I'll find a belt somewhere. I got plenty of belts here, nigga. I will carry it to the fucking jungle just to come find your ass, nigga. I'll fucking bend you over my knee. I'll spank you, dude. I'll fucking spank you. No locked doors, I say. I'll fucking spank you, dude. Fucking spank you, stupid ass. Mueller. Fucking spank you, dude. You're such a fucking dumb son of a bitch. God damn, y'all are so fucking dumb. You fucking faggot ass Gavin Newsom talking about I'm a fucking husband and a father. Does she know you're... Ooh, you're gross, dude. Put your little 33 shit. You know what 33 means? Put the 33s right next to each other. Put the 3 and the 3. They're right next to each other like that. Now push them back and forth. It's gay as fuck. It's Bohemian Grove as fuck. Like, I'm not even mentioning any words here at this point. I don't care anymore, man. I'm just fucking goddamn tired of this shit. You know? Like, I'm just trying to finish this fucking podcast as a motherfucker, you know? Here I am stuck on stupid-ass Rosenstein. Rosenstein. You stained your pants as soon as I fucking started talking to you on Twitter, trying to find you. I fucking made a hashtag out of you. Fucking hashtag Rosenstein. I fucking ball of stupid motherfucker. You're so dumb. It's to the point to where, like, fucking, like, I have to be, like, so under duress to make my fucking point for it to be heard. Like, I'm so stressed the fuck out right now, dude. It's not even funny. Like, I won't even go see a fucking therapist because I don't want to fucking kill them from all the stress that I would lay on top of them. Man, I was scared the fuck out of them, dude. That's my last therapist, dude. I'm probably scared the shit out of that bitch. Man, I go into a therapist, I'm running my mouth fucking 90 to nothing, bro. And that's not even a half. I that's why I don't go in, dude. Because that's not even a half, dude. Y'all can't help me, dude. You cannot fucking help me. Your medicine can't help me. Your talking and coaxing and teaching and fucking praying. And you can't fucking help me, dude. I'm going to just be like this. I take the medicine. I fucking wake up. I don't feel right. You can't help me. This is not a cry for help. Because you cannot fucking help me. There's nothing you can do to fucking help. There ain't shit you can do. People have been trying forever. So just stop. So let's talk about when I was sitting on the bridge behind Burger King, Louisiana. I'm like, shit, this is it, dude. There's something about this fucking Burger King, man. I got families fucking dying out here. I'm supposed to just be led to believe that they did it to themselves. I'm supposed to believe that they just got murdered by some serial killer. And here I am, I'm the fucking serial killer. Looking for the serial killer. from the land of serial killers. What do I do? The fuck do you want me to do? I'll kill so many motherfuckers, dude. I don't get it, bro. Y'all are so scared. Donald Trump said it. Death penalty, man. Two words. All that stuff you're doing to children, death penalty. Get out of here. And the worst. Just the fucking worst. Getting kicked to death. Not stoned. Not beaten to death. Kicked to death. That's the fucking worst. I'm sure of it. Bullet to the brain, that's easy. It's cowardly. But man, I love me some guns, nigga. I love me some guns. Bring me all the guns, nigga. Bring a gun to me. Bring several of them. Hide them all from me. Thank you hiding them. I can smell the gunpowder, nigga. I can smell that shit from here. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Fucking 33 faggot ass motherfuckers. I'll bust a cap in all 33 of y'all niggas. What's up? There ain't no new sheriff in town, because this ain't a town, man. This backwoods. There's new sheriff in these woods. Of Loxley.
This now concludes our transmission of Sheriff Says What's Up. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed your time with Sheriff and that you'll share this with your friends.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fireweed Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com.
It's pretty funny how many of you listen to my podcast. Think I don't know. I love the Apothecary, man. They're the best ever. I love the Fireweed Factory, man. They're the best ever. Fucking State Flower, man. Mwah.
God, you guys and girls and gals and...
What's up, motherfuckers? What's up, motherfuckers? Hey, what's up, you fucker? Fucker, eh? Fucker, eh? Right? Fucker, eh? Fucker, eh?
It's bullshit.
Hey, what's up? That's my bro, man. That's my bro, man. Man, dude. El sombrero. El sombrero, man. El sombrero. El sombrero. Pokey pokey. Pokey pokey. Pokey pokey pokey. You rock a poke poke? I rock a poke poke. I rock a red rice. I very serious. Fucking Grossinski. Fuck him, he's so stupid. Fucking Mueller, they are so stupid. They are so stupid. All of them are so stupid. Fucking Obama. You're so stupid. Fucking Obama. He's so stupid. Even Michelle Obama is like, Michelle is really a man. So like, you know? Do you know what I'm saying? They like 33 each other. They like, I'm glad you didn't get the sex change. You know why? So we can fuck each other. Yeah. See, I was thinking about getting the sex change, but you know, I was going to keep my dick in figgle sticks. Like, that's gross. They, like, 69 each other. Like, I really want to put this... Yes, I want to put this idea in your heads. I need to. Like, for you to understand what's really going on. Like, what really happened in Houston. Whatever you're looking for, believe me, it's there. And it's in Houston. Remember Numbers? Hey, did anybody remember the club Numbers? Fucking club was great, man. Or what about the Scout Bar? Remember the Scout Bar? That place is great, man.